from DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. This is a Super Flex Super Show, your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tinderflex, Super Six, You're Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest-growing fantasy football format, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
And let the games begin indeed. Welcome everyone to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a proud member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am your guest host, David Glidden, fantasy forecaster on Twitter. Excited to be back in the host chair for a second time. Rocky, thanks for having me back on again.
I'm sorry, I just froze there. Did you just throw it to me?
I did.
I apologize, David.
Great start, Rocky.
You're doing great there.
I froze for like 2 seconds. sorry, Dave. I did want to mention, first I want to say thanks for hosting tonight. I always love getting a chance to play. I host way more than I play. So if anyone doesn't remember, David is kind of a behind-the-scenes guy in the fantasy industry, helps commissions like Bosch and Ryan McDowell and me as well in one of my leagues. So appreciate you hosting again. And I think I won the last time you hosted, so I'm feeling good about that.
You did. Yeah, let's see if your success can continue here.
I wasn't there last time, so.
This is true.
That is true. Neither was our next guest, who is not a host. Stephen Johnson, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to hop on here and have some fun, play some games, and get rolling here on this lovely Wednesday evening in the middle of the Midwest. It's pouring rain outside. It's been terrible today, so I'm excited about this.
Awesome. Good to have you. And thanks for filling in last minute. Matt Price was going to join us tonight, but didn't have an internet connection tonight. So thanks for coming in on late notice, Stephen.
Matt said that the last three times I was supposed to record.
I think he's just afraid of competing against Russ. Huh? How are you doing, Russ?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready to beat these two fools. So.
All right.
Let's get right into it.
Coming out swinging. Great. Well, let's get into the games then. As usual, we have three games tonight. And we are going to start with a name game. That will be game one. And it will be fairly traditional name game with some pop culture sprinkled in there. Then game two will be Fantasy Taboo. So if you've ever played Taboo or Catchphrase, we'll be doing a little bit of that. And then game three is going to be Fantasy Scattergories. So if you're really heavy on the board games tonight, or rather the, I guess, family games, word games here. So those will be our three games. We are going to go in that order because that's the way I've got it set up here in our presentation. So we'll get right into the name game. The name game, for those of you who may be new listeners, goal is to meld two phrases together into a single phrase with an overlapping syllable or word. Tonight's theme is going to be a continuation of, I guess, what it's Oscar month from the last game that Rocky did. It's going to be movies. It's going to be a little bit different with a hidden theme. And hopefully, unlike the Oscars this month, there won't be any physical contact.
I was just going to say, so it's not famous assaults in Hollywood history.
We're going to try to avoid that tonight if we can handle that. And the way the name game goes, as many of you know, I will provide the clue in the form of a movie description and then the conference, division, and position of a fantasy player. The order of the clue will indicate the order of the answer. So if I say 2021 musical romantic drama film starring the Jets and the Sharks and NFC East running back, you might say West Side Story Ezekiel Elliott. So those words running together with that overlapping syllable. There shouldn't be any poetic license tonight. I tried to avoid that. And as usual, buzz in by shouting out your name. An incorrect guess will mean you're out till the next clue. So be careful of that. The way that we'll score this is we have 8 clues tonight with 1 tiebreaker as needed. 3 points for a correct answer without any hints. 2 points for a correct answer with 1 hint, which will be the movie or the player. And then 1 point for the correct answer if you have to use 2 hints, both the movie and the player. So are you all ready to play the name game?
Yes.
I was not given enough time to remember all of the teams and the divisions they're in to write them down.
I had that ready before we started.
So I am stalling so I can finish writing. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Go ahead. I'm good to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Steven, have you ever played the name game before, actually?
I have not played the name game before.
Right. Perfect.
I'm ready to butcher my way through this and make a fool of myself, which I'm sure I will gladly do.
Oh, well, you wouldn't be the first, I can say from experience. All right, so let's get going. Again, we've got 8 clues with 1 tiebreaker as needed. These all should be fairly straightforward, maybe a 1 or 2 that might be a little difficult. So we're going to start with a 2012 film dramatizing the nearly decade-long international manhunt for Osama bin Laden and NFC North tight end.
Russ.
Zero Dark 30, T.J. Hockenson.
That is correct. Russ is on the board.
Wasn't as quick as Russ.
3 points. I also want to mention there is a meta theme here that may help you get some of the clues along the way. So pay attention to what the sequence of things may be here.
And Russ, I'm going to say there was no editing in how quickly I just got that out.
There was not.
There was not. That was pretty impressive. So you're on the board with 3 points. Not needing any hints there. We'll move on to the second clue. This one is going to be an AFC West running back and a 1997 film starring Harrison Ford as President James Marshall.
Rocky. Clyde Edwards-Helaire Force One.
Well done. All right. So Rocky's on the board. Russ is on the board. And we're getting through this really quickly. And
I'm surprised Russ didn't say that one was totally edited, even though Russ's wasn't.
No, yeah, he's a nice competitor there.
My laziness takes over any ounce of competitiveness I have.
Does not want to have to edit that silence out. All right. And Steven, how are you doing down there? A little shell shock?
The speed at which this is happening is trying to catch up with just how I'm my stupor right now. But yeah, we'll keep rolling.
You got two pretty good name game guys here, Steve. So
Yeah.
They're experts. All right. Number 3 will be AFC South running back and 2002 epic fantasy adventure sequel starring the creature Gollum. AFC South running back.
Steven. Jonathan Taylor, Lord of the Rings.
Can you be a little bit more specific with
that's
the second
not
one?
Because you specifically said which movie it was. I was skipping past Lord of the Rings. I'm like, whose name starts with 2?
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Jeez, I don't know Steven. Any of the...
I just gave you the first
one. Jonathan Taylor, Return of the Ring, or Return of the King?
No, that is the...
Russ, I'm feeling this because Russ. It is Jonathan Taylor, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
The Two Towers, that is right.
Those are Steven's points, but...
Yeah, I would also argue that Taylor of the Rings is a little poetic license there.
You're right. I'm sorry.
We all get points.
You were promised there'd be no poetic license.
I did. That's
hey, I attempted at that alone. One at least.
You pretty much had it.
Considering it. I've seen none of those movies, I'm happy what? That I actually
You've not
right
seen any of those?
Now.
Okay.
I fell asleep during the first one.
I saw like half of the first one and that was about it.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to fix things. All right, let's go on to number 4 then. This is going to be a 2010 animated film featuring an incinerator in the emotional final scene and NFC South tight end. 2010 animated film featuring an incinerator in the emotional final scene and NFC South tight end.
I just can't figure out who the player is.
I think I know the movie. I can't figure out who the player is.
I'm doing it in the wrong order. That's why. Okay.
And we can give hints, but I don't think any of you, I don't think Russ is going to let you all take a hint at this
point. Oh, Russ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Toy Story 3 and Thomas.
That is right. Oh. 3 points for Russ. He's up to six.
Player first. Yeah, that's what got me.
Yeah.
I keep blank on Ian Thomas for some reason.
I am not ashamed to admit I was ugly crying in that scene in the theater opening night.
Who was it?
Ugly crying.
Who was it?
I mean, that whole last sequence of, like, that movie. I mean, and even, like, my small kids, they watch it all the time. It's just like, oh, God, we have to relive this again?
Like, bad. It was bad. Like, my wife is embarrassed to be near me. Well, I mean, she usually is, but more so.
But for other reasons, yeah. Yeah. All right. Russ, you're at six. And then Rocky and Steven, you've both got 3 points. So anyone's game still. We've got next one, NFC West tight end in a 2005 film in which a group of astronauts gained superpowers after a cosmic radiation exposure.
Russ. Noah Fantastic Four.
That is correct. No editing or silence needed to be cut out there. Well
These
done.
These last few movies are right up Russ's alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them have been, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I was not getting Fantastic Four, I think, without a hint.
Yeah.
I'm like, Armageddon, no. Apollo 13.
That's the first thing that popped into my head was Armageddon.
Comics, I got this.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to clue number six. I need to get through these. Okay, NFC East running back and a 2020 film about four aging vets who return to Vietnam seeking the remains of their fallen squad leader and the gold fortune he helped them hide. So this one's a little bit tougher. NFC East running back and 2020 film about four aging vets who return to Vietnam seeking the remains of their fallen squad leader and the gold fortune he helped them hide. Steven, your face
right
now.
I don't have a clue what movie that is.
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is not quite in the same vein of Toy Story and Lord of the Rings, unfortunately. So this may be a nothing burger, but we'll give you guys a few more seconds.
And if
you
want.
I want to take a hint on the movie.
Yeah, if there's something you could possibly give,
it was...
tells you what the words in it are.
Yeah, probably not. It was directed by Spike Lee. I don't know if that really helps at all. And it was
when he was nominated for.
I believe so.
I definitely didn't see this, but I feel like I kind of remember it being
never even heard the premise of this movie.
I'll give you one more hint on the movie. It was also Chadwick Boseman's last movie to come out.
Great. Well, now I'm sad. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, we were on
back
the
in Toy Story 3 territory.
Nothing. I think this might be a little bit. Do you guys any idea? Well, you probably don't even
start with the word sun because I figured it was Gibson.
It's not Gibson. I'll just we'll
give
zero
one out for a hint on the player. Maybe we something springs.
New York Giants.
Steven, Saquon Barkley. I don't know.
Yeah,
just gonna guess.
I'll give it to you guys. So this is Matt Breeduff.
Oh my God. Yeah, we were never getting.
Wait. Matt Breda is on the Giants.
He's signed in free agency.
Man, I was not getting this one.
This one is probably the hardest one out of all of them. I will say that. All right. Clue seven. We've got two more. Again, Russ, you're at nine, and the two of you are at three. So the next, you guys, Rocky and Steven, have to get both of these to catch up. AFC East wide receiver and 2009 fantasy film titled after the owner of a potions textbook.
Russ. Nikhil, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Very well done. That is indeed the...
This was rigged for Russ. That's all
I know. I may have watched that 2 days ago.
like any
of
like
all the Harry Potter movies to watch, it's the Half Blood Prince.
Well, we're my daughter and I are going in order. We watched Half Blood Prince and part one of Deathly Hallows.
Fantasy, Toy Story. I mean, this is all Russ.
I didn't have a chance. Excuses you got to feel better about how bad I just beat you both. That's fine. There's the competitiveness. There it is.
All right. We'll do our last two just because I put them together here. Yeah, for pride. 2019 war film following two soldiers assigned to race against time and deliver a message that will stop 1,600 men from walking straight into a deadly trap. And NFC West running back.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Yeah.
I know what it is. Yeah. Yep. It was an Oscar-nominated movie.
It was. Yeah. Yep.
And I, yeah. Nope.
Is that the one that was like shot all like?
That was going to be my hint. Was it's sort of shot all in one or like two? I think shots, or it looks like it.
All right, so it's by the guy who did Birdman. All right.
I know the name of the movie. I can't think of. Oh, who am I?
Well, we could still give a hint. At this point, Russ has already won, though, so I'm tempted to just go through this here. I'll give you the hint. Arizona Cardinals running back. That's not the one you're thinking of.
I don't
it's
even know.
Kill me when you say the name of the movie.
Off-season.
It's probably Eno, right?
That's what I think.
So two of you have the name. Two of you have the player. One of you has the name of the movie. Steven, you want to guess the movie before we put it together?
Is it Dunkirk?
No. But a very similar movie. It is 1917 O Benjamin.
That's what it was.
1917 O Benjamin. All right. And then this last one here, just for fun, 2002 autobiographical film following a young rapper looking to make it big and NFC East running back.
8 Miles Sanders.
That is correct. There is Miles Sanders there on the poster.
Smoked us.
That was in 2002? Oh, man, I'm old.
I know.
You're probably close to the... I mean, you're younger than at least two of us.
Fair.
I have no idea how old David is.
How old are you, Steven? It's probably a close...
33.
All right. I think I'm 32, so I think that makes me the youngest.
You think?
Take a minute to think about it.
I went into an appointment the other day.
You get to a point where it's like, maybe I can't remember.
Yeah. I have to do math usually.
I think I'm 32 also, David.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I might be 52.
Totally believe that. Sure. Yeah, you were young and you were just in high school when this came out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, we'll move on to our second game of the night, which is Fantasy Taboo. So for those of you who don't know how to play Taboo, it's similar to Catchphrase or those sorts of games where I'm going to actually provide each of you, or I have provided each of you with a spreadsheet that will reveal fantasy football relevant words. There are going to be six rounds. Each round, each one of you will be designated as the giver, whose goal is to get the other person, the guesser, to guess as many words as possible within a 1 minute timer. Each word has a corresponding set of taboo words that the giver cannot say or else they do not get a point and must move on to the next word. And we'll do sort of a little practice here in a second or give an example. The giver must only use words as clues. They cannot use gestures or other visuals. Rhyming and abbreviations are also not allowed. And the giver can elect to skip a word at any time. So the example here is you may be given a word like Ben Roethlisberger, but the taboo words will be quarterback, Pittsburgh, Steelers, retired, throw. And so you can't say any of those five words. You can, but you're trying to get the other contestant to guess Ben Roethlisberger. So I might say big clock, for example, and then try to elaborate on that. And you'll have to get the other person to guess.
It now,
the
rhymes way, with men Bothlisberger.
You can't use rhyming. You can't rhyme, but go back to rule number four. The way this is going to be scored is it's sort of a joint game here, which will, I don't know how this will play from a strategy perspective, but you'll get 1 point to each of you who are playing in that round, the giver and the guesser. There's not any penalty for incorrect guesses or taboo words, except you will have to move on to the next word. each contestant, so each of you will play 4 of 6 rounds. So two of the times you'll be the giver for each of the other two contestants, and the other two times you'll be the guesser for each of the two contestants. So it'll be completely fair, and I've even done it in order such that person who has to go first will get the benefit of going last as well to have the benefit of seeing how things are played out. Total points across all 6 round wins and all 6 rounds wins. And then there will be if we need a tiebreaker, which would be a 1-on-2 lightning round, which I'll facilitate as needed. All right, round 1 is going to be Rocky. You are going to be the giver, and Steven, you're going to be the guesser. So Rocky, I'm going to ask you to pull up your spreadsheet.
I got it up.
All right, and I'm going to set a timer here. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it's a 1-minute timer. So let me pull this up and just get this to 1 minute. And I'm going to essentially make the words appear on your screen, and you are going to attempt to get Steven to guess them. Are you ready to play?
They'll just pop up one at a time.
Yep, they'll pop up 1 at a time.
Okay.
All right. So ready, set, go.
It's something you play in fantasy football where a team gets dropped every week and you get to pick up the other people's guys.
Your team?
Oh, God. Good. Okay. Yep. Plays for a Tiger team and passes the ball.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, man. A position where they do stuff together. It's a term for it in fantasy football. I can say that. Maybe I can't say that. They rush the ball and do it in a group.
Line?
And they.
You can skip two if you want.
Rocky. Yeah, I can skip that one. Plays for the 2 years ago Super Bowl champions, quarterbacked by Tom Brady. He just re-signed a couple-year deal.
Godwin?
All right. Time is up. All right. So you got 2 points there, and I think I actually gave you the wrong round, but we'll work with it there.
What was the running back by committee?
Yes.
I have no idea what that was.
I didn't know what to say for that.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I should have passed earlier.
All right. We're going to, so that's 2 points for both Rocky and not Russ. Why did I have Russ up there? Okay.
Why did you have Russ up there?
I don't know why I had Russ up there. All right.
I feel like I did poorly on that.
I think you did too.
All right. I'll put Russ over
there. I'm going to do so bad when it's my turn. I'm not going to.
All right. We're going to, let's see here. I'm going to just move backwards here. So Russ, you're going to be the giver on this one. And so you're going, go ahead to your round 3 sheet there, the first sheet in your list. And we'll go ahead and let me just reset this timer and go ahead and go now.
Me.
Dynasty Outhouse.
Yeah. Oh, nope.
Real name.
Russ Fisher.
All right. Point there. I didn't even realize that happened. These are randomized.
Nuke.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins.
Just lost his job midway through last season because he kicked one of their kickers and
Urban Meyer.
Very good. Up to 3 points. Keep going.
Leagues where you can draft players not in the league.
No, you said the word leagues. You can't say
that's
that.
Not on my list.
It's part of the clue. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. My bad. The Wire.
HBO?
We're talking about football.
Oh, yeah. What the hell's The Wire have to do with the...
All right. Time's up. Time's
waiver.
Up.
Damn it.
Yeah, it was indeed Waiver. All right. So that is 3 points for both Russ and Rocky. And so we've got, let's see, we'll have a total.
The Wire. It's the first thing that popped into my head.
Is classic. That on FX?
No, it was an HBO.
Was it HBO? Okay.
All right. And I'm going to have to just change up some of my spreadsheet here. Give me 1 second.
Embarrassing. I'm waiting now for when I'm not involved in this, where like these two get each other, give each other like 6 points apiece.
Yeah.
Because I just suck at this.
The plan has come together.
All right. So we've got, let's see, it was Rocky and Steven in round one. You had.
He kicked his kicker.
I said those words out loud. And you got it because of that.
I know.
I mean, really, how do you not get that?
Yeah, that's what gave it to me. Lost his job halfway through midseason. I was actually thinking like a quarterback, or then you said kicked his kicker. And I was like, ah, got it.
All right. This next round, we're going to have Steven, you're the giver, and Russ will be the guesser. So, Steven, open up your sheet here to round two.
Okay, so I just click the checkbox, the start checkbox.
I will click that, and you will see it on your screen.
Okay,
and got it. Let me get to my timer here. And you ready to go?
Yep, let's roll.
All right, go.
Went to Penn State, plays in the NFC East. Is a plays for a Miles bird. Sanders. Yes.
That's good.
Texas A&M, burned out of the league.
Johnny Manziel.
Yep. Good. Was replaced by Deshaun Watson.
Baker.
That's good enough.
Mayfield.
Journeyman quarterback.
Tyrod Taylor.
You said quarterback.
Have the Broncos.
Denver.
Trade.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's good. 11 seconds.
Same team. Wilson. Milton Sutton,
Jerry Jeudy. Javonte Williams.
Jerry Jeudy is it. 3 seconds.
Browns.
And, nope.
Hollywood. Yep.
What I tell you, this is just
points.
This is no, exactly five. What I said too. This is just because I suck at this game, apparently.
I love Taboo. I was excited when this popped up when I got in here. I'm like, all right, I know this game.
I couldn't guess, and I couldn't give clues.
Well done. Okay, so that is 5 points for both Russ and Steven. So we've got Russ at 8 points, Steven's at 7 points, and Rocky, you're at 5. But I think we're coming to you next, Rocky. Yeah, it's going to be Rocky and Russ. So, Rocky, you're going to be the giver in this one. And so go to round one on your sheet. And, Russ, you're going to be answering.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that I actually have the Taboo buzzer here.
Oh. No, you didn't use it when I said leagues, but...
Yeah, no, I forgot to use it, but it's now ready to go. Rocky, Russ, are you guys ready to go for this round?
Yep, I guess.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and start now.
Happens every year. Everybody wants to get into it on Twitter.
Super Bowl. Scott Fishbowl.
Yes. Plays in the NFC North.
Aaron Rodgers.
His brother is coming out and plays the same position this year. As
Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Yep, that's good.
It's on a website as something that you're a part of, that you write for, and it's a tool you can use.
The Trade Analyzer.
That's good.
Trade Finder.
Plays is a teammate of Chris Godwin.
Mike Evans.
Yes. Replaced Baker Mayfield.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes. When you stink, you instead of going to the playoffs, you go to the
toilet bowl.
Yes.
Very good.
One of my favorite running backs plays for a crappy team with TJ Hockenson.
DeAndre Swift?
Yes.
That's good. And time is up. There you go. Wow.
Devin redeemed myself a little.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Rocky's,
of course, I gave Russ a whole bunch of points too, and he's in the lead, I think. But
yeah, we've got Russ with 15, and then let's see, Rocky, you're up to 12, and Steven, you've only done 2 rounds, so but you're at 7, so you've got a chance to catch up in this next one. So it's going to be Steven, you're going to be the giver,
but Rocky, you got me, who's going to guess like Netflix on one of the clues, so.
I'll do my best here. We'll do my best.
All right. So let's see. This is round. All right. Cool. Steven, you ready to go?
Yep. Let's roll.
All right. Go ahead and start.
Alabama plays in the AFC East with Tua.
Waddle. Jalen Waddle.
Yes. Played for the Lions, then was traded, won the Super Bowl.
Stafford. Matthew Stafford. I don't know if I just say the name.
Oh, 100 team choose your own path.
Kaleidoscope?
Wow. Yes. Well done.
Been in the AFC East forever. Wears cutoff hoodies.
The Belichick.
Yep.
Where you ignore this position for a really long time.
Zero RB.
Wow. Well done.
Alabama plays
and
in
time's
the
up.
AFC.
Time's up. Okay.
Oh, that was
pretty,
it. Jeez.
Pretty good. Those pretty good.
Hard. Really, given like some of the like kaleidoscope and zero RB, I mean, I was going to say late round QB first, but man.
Yeah, they're randomized. Sorry about that.
I may have redeemed myself a little bit. Maybe too little, too late.
Maybe. Let's see. We've got so Steven, you're up to 12 now. And then Russ, you're at 15, and Rocky is at 7. No, that's not right. Rocky is at 17. So
and I'm done, right?
I think you might be. Yeah, if you've already done your two. It's between so there's no way, but we'll do it for fun. Russ, you are going to be the giver on this one. And let's see. Russ, you're going to be the giver on this one. Wait, you've got 15. And did I say that you had something else before? You've got 15. Rocky, you've got
17.
So as long as he gets two or three, he wins. So we'll see how that goes.
Steven stutter and stumble a lot.
Oh, what a dick move.
That would be
I stutter and stumble enough. I can be the giver in a tiebreaker.
The night's already over before we go to the third game. Let's make it more interesting.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to pull a Bosch here.
I'm going to reset the timer. We'll get you 1 minute. And Russ, I'll have you start now.
McCorkle.
The what?
McCorkle.
I know it.
McCorkle.
Drafted by AFC East last year.
This is going well
for you. Can skip if you'd like.
Skip, man.
I don't know.
Two quarterbacks that were drafted last year. Fired for being racist last season. Coached Tampa Bay.
Coach.
At the end of the year, when a player is no longer on their team, they enter
Free agency.
That's good.
NFC East rookie catches passes from Jalen Hurts.
Smith.
There's a lot of Smiths. That
yeah,
does not count.
Yeah, I've got to get a bigger name for that. And time is up.
Yes!
Time is up. All right. So,
Mac Jones?
So we've got a tie, of course, between Russ with 17 points and Rocky.
You only needed two.
No, I only got one.
Rocky only got one.
Oh, no, you're right. You only got one. I'm sorry. Yeah, two of them
said,
are skipped.
He said coach for
oh,
John
wow.
Green.
Well done, Rocky.
After that horrible
well
start,
done, Rocky.
Too.
Bad done. Poorly done, Steven.
Or maybe
hey, you're the one that said
Steven
coach
the
for John Gruden.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, guys. That was an interesting attempt at taboo nonetheless. Thanks for playing. And we now got ourselves a game. We've got Rocky with one game on the night and Russ with one game on the night. And I'm going to go back here and we'll continue on to our third and final game, which is going to be Scattergories. So if you've never played Scattergories, let me tell you a little bit on how we're going to play it. We're going to have three rounds of eight categories each. A letter will be provided for each round. You will have 2 minutes and 3 minutes for the final round to write down answers starting with that letter for each of the eight categories. So for answers that are names, you may use either their first or last name. So if the letter is B, you may use Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady. After 2 minutes are up, we'll go through each category one by one and collect your answers. So there's going to be more editing here. I'm sorry, Russ. There's going to be some silence.
It's been next to none so far. So I'll
And the scoring will be you get 1 point for a unique answer in the category, 2 points for alliteration, which is the same starting sound, not necessarily letter. So Cooper Kupp would count as a two-pointer. 0 points if the same answer is provided by another contestant in the same category. No duplicates are allowed by a contestant in the same round. So you can't use Cooper Kupp in, let's say, two of your answers. But of course, other contestants may use Cooper Kupp. Creativeness is encouraged. I will serve as judge for any questionable answers. For example, I would allow Big Ben as a two-point answer to retired QBs. Total points across three rounds wins, and then there will be a 1 minute blitz tiebreaker as needed. So I've asked each of you to bring paper and pencil because what I'll do is I will set up a timer here and then I'll show you the categories and you'll write those down. Then we'll reconvene after the 2 minutes. Let me just get my screen up here. And let me get the timer going and we'll get started momentarily. Any questions on the game before we get started?
Nope.
All right.
Big fan of
Steve Rolf.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. So let me, I'm going to share my entire screen here. For those of you listening, I will just talk about those, what's on the screen so that you can follow along at home. All right. Are you guys ready? All right. I'm going to share my screen and Rocky, if you could share that to the rest of the guys. All right. So go ahead and you have 2 minutes that's starting now. So you're going to give me a QB in the AFC starting with J. QB in the NFC starting with J, running back in the AFC with J, running back NFC, J, wide receiver AFC, wide receiver NFC, tight end AFC, tight end NFC. So eight players across the two conferences starting with the letter J. 13 seconds left, 10 seconds, 9,
oh, God.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pencils down.
I didn't even get them all.
Nope, I did not either. All right. What's that J? What? A J? Like,
yeah.
It's actually, I ran the numbers and it's the most common one. So this is only going to get harder. I'm sorry, guys.
I just blanked. I only have five answers.
All right. Well, we'll go through them here. Rocky, what's your J for QB AFC if you have one?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is – that works. So you've got 1 point there, unless some of these others have it as well. Steven?
I had Joe Burrow, too.
I figured.
Oh, no. All right. Russ?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Oh! So that's 1 point for Russ. And Rocky and Steven do not get any points. Let's go back around. Rocky, QB NFC.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. Steven?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
I had him and took it off because I thought somebody else would have it.
Justin Fields.
All right. So across the board. And you guys are going to have to check me and make sure that nobody's cheating here by giving wrong answers in the AFC or NFC. running back, AFC, Rocky.
James Robinson.
James Robinson. Steven.
Justin Jackson.
Justin Jackson.
Oh, nice.
And Russ.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, okay.
Thank you both.
So man. Russ is in the lead with three, but Rock and Steven's close behind.
Oh, isn't that two points for the
Oh, you are.
Oh, and so did Steven, yep. Too.
Yeah,
I'm getting smoked here.
Justin Jackson and Josh Jacobs, you're right.
Don't
Those
worry.
Have the points. Thank you. Rocky, what you got for running back in the NFC?
I blanked on that one.
All right, Steven?
I second that blank.
Russ? Jamar Jefferson.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I hate you, Russ. Oh, this man. Game's over wow. in the first round.
Two-pointer. Wide receiver, AFC, Rocky.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle. All right. Steven.
Jacoby Myers.
Oh. Wow. Thank you for leaving Jamar Chase there for me to still get a point. I panicked. It was the first name I thought of. Like, I don't care. He's popular.
I thought somebody else was going to say Jalen Waddle.
All right. What you got for NFC wide receiver, Rocky?
Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew somebody else was going to have it.
It was I couldn't I, not I
take two. Exactly. I the same thing. I had to try for the 2 points, even though I knew somebody else would come up with it.
All right, so no points there. And Steven, anything for you?
No, I had Justin Jefferson, too.
So oh, you had Justin Jefferson, too.
It's almost pretty much the same thing as if we all got 2 points for it.
Yeah.
You could say that. You
Isn't there special that. Points for everybody getting it right? I
mean, imaginary points.
All right. AFC tight end, Rocky?
I had neither.
Is this where you, this where you
did anybody put a tight end down?
No.
I did not get any either.
Well, I got an NFC one.
Okay.
I did. Okay. Give me your NFC one.
I could be complete. Josh Hill? Is he a tight end?
I don't even have him in my.
He's still in the league?
Yeah, he's not in
the league anymore. I don't even know. That's the only name that could come to
I just I don't have it written down. I just thought of Jared Cook. Is he still on a team?
AFC.
Oh, he's in the AFC.
Well, I just meant for either of them. I thought we were just
because like I'm thinking of a tight end and Jay, and all I could think of was TJ Hockenson.
Same here. I'm like, does that count? Like it's a
it does not count. No,
it would not. It would not. All right. So
there's a lot of tight ends that begin with Jay.
Yeah, there definitely are. I'll have to pull up the list for you all.
Oh, Jimmy Graham.
Damn.
Yeah. Who's that guy? Isn't there Bates that plays for the I think his first name is J for the Redskins. My God, that's two team names ago, Commanders.
Jordan Reed still in the league? I don't know, man.
Jeremy Bates, John Bates, something like that.
That sounds like you're making it up.
I'm not making it up.
I didn't realize Josh Hill was out of the league. Man, I'm behind on my stuff here.
All right, let's go to categories round two. Again, we've got three rounds, and the points carry over. So we've got Russ with 7 points from round one, Steven with 4, and Rocky with 3. Ugh. You'll have 2 minutes again, but with a different letter. All the categories are the same, but a different letter. The letter is T, and 2 minutes starts now.
Can you like shout us out at like 1 minute and 30 seconds?
Just so I can. I can. I'll do every 30 seconds. And again, we're looking for AFC QB, NFC QB, AFC running back, NFC running back, AFC wide receiver, NFC wide receiver, AFC tight end, NFC tight end, all starting with letter T, either in the first name or the last name. 1 minute, 30 seconds left.
Time goes by so fast. And
I know.
60 seconds left. You still got half your time left. 60 seconds.
Oh, God. What is his name?
You said first or last names count, right?
That's right. 30 seconds left. 10 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pencils down. Russ, you feeling pretty confident over there. I saw you put your pencil down about 5 seconds to go.
Well, I actually got to answer all of them. So to me, I call it a victory.
I actually got them all this time too.
See,
I started at tight end just in case everyone else did the same thing again. Like I made sure I got
very good category strategy in general. Yeah. And Steven, how about you? How are you feeling about that one?
I missed two. I don't know why I'm like, I'm like, what is this? I don't know.
The pressure is real.
It is.
It is real.
That 2 minutes goes by so fast.
And it's like 5 seconds later. Oh, nope, you're out of time. It's like, oh, God.
You'll have 3 minutes for the last round, but the categories will be much harder. So let's go through this one, though. We'll go in the same order again. Rocky, who do you have for your AFC QB?
AFC, Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill. Steven?
Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh, got nice. Some alliteration there. So that's
he's on the Giants. Points. He's on the Giants.
Is he on the Giants now?
He is.
Sorry. All right.
I can't pay attention to this crap.
This is the only part of like actual fantasy football that counts in these games because
too many transactions. I don't even know who's on.
I don't care about Matt. You are just. I need to win. I don't
care. This is a hard time of year.
Russ is taking this. He's already got 4 points on me.
Russ, what you got for
Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch Trubisky. All right. NFC QB, Rocky.
Tom Brady.
Brady.
Until he gets traded to the Dolphins, and then he's AFC.
Yeah, we should. Should we check the timelines right now? Steven.
Brady's the only one I could think of.
Oh, so that zeroes out.
And Russ has a non-Brady one. I can see it on his face.
While he's technically said he's going to work on playing tight end, Taysom Hill is still a quarterback.
Oh, come on.
I don't think that counts as a quarterback.
His coach even said he's going to work exclusively.
I don't know. He played quarterback last year. I'm going to give it. Sorry. Running back for the AFC, Rocky.
Tevin Coleman.
All right. Steven, you had Tevin Coleman too, right?
That's why I picked him.
No, I went with the simple one because I forgot Tevin Coleman existed. I just said Jonathan Taylor because I just blanked out.
Well, you might have it here.
Russ? No, I did that too. And okay. Taysom Hill listed as a QB in MFL.
I picked up a point.
All right. NFC running back.
Cordarrelle Patterson was listed as a wide receiver for a year. So
Now he's listed as a running back. So get over it.
Rocky, who you've got?
That's because they haven't corrected it like they should have Patterson last year.
When they correct it, I'll take the L if we play that game then.
What are we on?
NFC running back.
Tony Pollard.
Mm. Ooh.
Is that what you had too, Russ?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is the one I couldn't think of.
No points there. That's the last one you got, so no more for you, Rocky?
No, I have. That's the last one I filled in. I have all eight.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm saying the running back Tony Pollard was the last one I came up with.
The running backs were among the last I did as well, and which is why I panicked and just wrote Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. AFC wide receiver Rocky.
T. Higgins.
Steven.
I couldn't think of one. I don't know why.
Russ.
Tyreek Hill.
Oh my God!
I thought I was for sure canceling out Russ's there,
and I purposely didn't go with
that. I thought so too. You're just looking at his screen, at his background there. NFC wide receiver Rocky,
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas. Oh, interesting. Let's see, Steven.
Adam Thielen.
Ooh, with the TH in there, that's definitely a T though. Russ.
Terrace Marshall.
Terrace Marshall, okay.
I tried to pick the most random guy I could think of.
You picked the most random one.
I got a pretty random guy near the end. So
you got a random one for AFC tight ends, right?
NFC, so we'll get to that. But actually, they're both random. AFC, I have Tyler Conklin.
Tyler Conklin, okay. Steven?
Apparently, I had three that I missed because I did not write down AFC tight end.
Damn you, Steven. This was one you could have gotten easily.
Seriously, I thought I was canceling someone out by putting in Travis Kelce.
I had Travis Kelce and changed it to Conklin because I was sure one of you two would have Travis Kelce, if not both.
I told you I panicked.
You should have gotten Travis Kelce, Steven.
I know. It's a damn timer threw me off.
Rocky, who's your unique NFC tight end?
This is the only time I've been able to do this so far. Tommy Tremble.
Wow, he's a guy in the league.
I had him too, though.
Are you serious?
No.
Because like, oh, no one's gonna have him. Everybody's not. No one's gonna think of Tommy Treble. Everyone's
exactly
still on that.
I'm probably sure it's gonna shoot point. You're screwing me, Steven. First, you don't have Travis Kelce.
Well, because
then
I think
you do have Tommy Treble.
I figured somebody was going with T.J. Hockenson taking the easy run out, which is probably exactly what Russ did.
Actually, I went Tyler Higbee.
Oh, man. I said two easy points.
I'm like, I can't use them now.
Oh, man. That was a good one. All right. So we're done with round two.
And
Russ
has
in the
won
lead.
This game effectively.
He's got 13 points. Rocky's got 8 points. And Steven's got 5 points. So,
so unless Russ has a stroke battle during the third round, Russ wins.
We're not wishing that on you.
No, right? We're not wishing that. I'm just saying that's literally the only way he's not winning this.
Man, I'm going to be staring at the picture of my face to make sure it's not drooping.
I know. <Such an asshole. laughs> Okay, unless Russ passes out because he's so tired in the third round.
That might happen. Yeah. Oh, right. I'm like, yeah. Right, so, intently, right, so intently.
You're saying
right
there's a chance.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so wow. This one here is no longer going to be just our regular QBs
really
and positionals.
Small.
I know, it's hard to see.
Sorry, I can bump it up a little bit on the screen here for you guys.
That helps.
And so these are the categories. I'm going to scroll up to be able to give you the letter, and then I'll hit the timer. We're going to have actually 3 minutes on this one because it is a little bit more difficult. And once I start the timer, I'll read it out for the audience. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Let's go. The letter that we're looking for is the letter D, the letter D as in David, and the eight categories.
Is this
sorry, question?
Top 75 in scoring?
Yes. Inside the top 75. So 2021 fantasy player inside the top 75 in scoring. Trade Addicts League rules there. The second clue or category is 2021 fantasy player outside the top 75. Again, letter is D. Then we've got number three is a 2022 fantasy rookie. Number four is a Hall of Famer. Number five is a future Hall of Famer. So there might be some subjectiveness here, but I'll take it. Number six is fantasy football podcaster brand, starting with the letter D, or including the letter D in their name, at the start of one of the words. Number seven is a football term, such as touchdown, but it needs to start with the letter D. And finally, fantasy football term for category number eight, such as PPR, but of course, starting with the letter D. So again, for the audience, I'll just read through these one more time. You've got about 2 minutes left, contestants. 2021 fantasy player inside the top 75, 2021 fantasy player outside the top 75 and scoring, 2022 fantasy rookie, Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, fantasy football podcaster brand.
The Hall of Famers, do they have to be offensive?
They do not, nope. And they don't even have to be actual players, just Hall of Famers. I imported the list from Wikipedia. Fantasy football podcaster brand, fantasy term, fantasy football term. And we're at 1 minute, 20 seconds left. Letter is D. 1 minute left. Still got 30 seconds. Letter D across these eight categories. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pencil is down. Rocky, you look frustrated. What's going on?
The last one I had for like 45 seconds and could not come up with one.
How about you, Steven?
I got them all, but I know I'm going to get matched on a couple of them.
These ones are tough.
Yeah.
And Russ, you look like you're in despair, but I have a feeling you're not. You confident?
I'm just unhappy with the answers
He's sitting pretty.
Yeah, you're sitting pretty good. Rocky, we'll start with you. 2021 fantasy player inside the top 75 in scoring last year, starting with the letter D.
DeAndre Swift.
Swift does not look like it. Why do I not?
Because he got hurt. Damn it.
Yeah, not in the top 75. So, sorry, no points for that one. Steven?
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs is inside the top 75. And Russ, what you got?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
Really?
In the top 75.
I didn't put him because he was hurt for a little bit too. And yet I put DeAndre Swift.
I can, if it matters for the points after at the end, I can go back and check the data, but this should be pretty accurate.
I don't think it's going to matter.
All right. Rocky, give me your player outside the top 75, probably a little bit easier.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones. No,
I've got, in the top 75.
In the top 75. In
oh my God. Story.
I think I
really hurt for like six games.
I think because he's a quarterback, I think he got in the top. I think literally he's number 75.
I thought about that, but
yeah. Russ
in Trade Addict scoring, Dalvin Cook, 76.
What? Where's Daniel Jones?
Let me. I can take a look here.
And I can't imagine you use my quarterback scoring. So, I'm calling BS on this.
Dalvin Cook is number 76.
Oh, yeah.
And number 75 is Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I thought about him being a quarterback and it worried me. Then I was like, first of all, he's Daniel Jones. Second of all, he was hurt for like
the last. You deserve points for that, Rocky.
I think you guys do deserve
points. That's impressive.
That's very impressive. Very impressive. Steven, who you've got for the
AJ Dillon.
Dillon, yep, he's there. He's outside top 75. Russ?
Darnell Mooney.
Darnell Mooney, yep, outside the top 75. Ooh. All right.
Even with a 1,000-yard season.
So Steven is catching up on Rocky here for second place. Let's see how far it can go. 2022 Fantasy Rookie. This is a tough category. Rocky?
David Bell.
David Bell. Steven?
I read that wrong and put 2021, so disregard anything. I was so panicked.
I got Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder. All right. Well, that's impressive because I have not started my homework yet, so I know none of these are. Hall of Famer.
Brian Dawkins.
That's, he's so good.
That's good. Steven. Brian
Dawkins. Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, my guy, he and I have the same birthday, not in the year, not obviously by age. But... And Russ.
Deion Sanders? Is he even in the Hall of Fame? I just panicked.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right. So point to all of you. So none of you make up any ground. Future Hall of Famer. So this gets a little subjective.
I was going to say, you just calling this a judgment call?
I don't think there's a definitive list.
That's what I'm not.
I mean, I am the fantasy forecaster, but I cannot forecast that as well into the future. Go ahead, Rocky.
I have Aaron Donald.
Damn it, Rocky.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Cancel it out.
Yeah. Wait, you cancel it out?
Yeah, I have Aaron Donald too. I couldn't think of any other Ds.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yeah.
Oh.
Like that. Geez. See, that wasn't that hard. Fantasy football podcaster brand, Rocky.
Dynasty Dorks.
I'm assuming that's a real
thing. Yes, it is. And I just thought of another one I could have used. I wonder if Russ used it.
This one was maybe a little easier because of the Dynasty. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's a double.
Dynasty Trade Calculator.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. DTC, yep.
And it's a brand regardless. Yeah, Deep Dive.
Deep Dive? You bastard. Did you get three for that?
Deep Dive.
Heavy deep dive. Technically, in real categories, I think you would get three, but I can only support two. The spreadsheet only supports two. I think you're okay, Russ. I think you're okay.
I just realized you could have gone Dynasty Dummies too.
But I felt the three, and I was like, Dynasty Diagnostic. Can I still use that, even though it's really the league at this point?
Football term, Rocky.
Drive.
That's good. That's good. I'll count that. Steven?
Dropped pass.
Dropped pass, that counts.
Wow.
And
down.
Down. Yeah, okay. Back. Okay. Fantasy football term, our last category.
This is the one I blanked on for like 40 seconds at the end. I just couldn't think of anything.
Steven?
I had first downs. Technically, there are leagues that do the first downs.
I mean, I'll give it to you because it doesn't matter.
No. Yeah.
No, what is it?
Doesn't matter,
it's true, and you know
if it matters
you
for anything, it's probably to beat me for saying.
Yeah, this is my pride in my third place.
If you said like points per first down or something like that, maybe.
Oh, you, yeah.
All right, Russ.
I put Devy.
Devy, there you go.
I could have just said Dynasty.
I mean.
Oh my god!
I was thinking like categories. I
that was
nice.
I was trying to think of like. I kept thinking like PPR, and then I started thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess nobody said Dynasty Game Night for Fantasy Football Podcast or Brand.
That's true.
No, I was not going to settle for one D in that.
I know.
At all.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for playing. That concludes our game. That's two games. Russ,
who finished second? Me or Steven?
Let's see.
That was you because you won a game.
I lost because I was terrible
the first two rounds.
Total points, Russ with 21, Rocky with 13, and Steven with 11. But
Russ killed it.
So if Steven didn't just let me down in Taboo, I would have swept the night.
You would have. If you had given him maybe a little bit clearer direction on what you were looking for.
I mean, you sat on McCorkle for like 20 seconds.
I know. You did. I was loving it. He's just like, come on, McCorkle.
How do you not know McCorkle?
I knew it as soon as you said
I got to be honest. My brain blanked and I had no idea what to say.
I'm still impressed I got Kaleidoscope. I mean,
that was actually really impressive. You had a couple of tough ones.
I should get like 4 points for that.
I still don't think it'll matter. I'm sorry, Steven.
I know.
All right.
That's the case. I should get 4 points for guessing it, too.
Sure. Everyone can get points until Russ
starts. Doesn't
matter.
Russ still wins anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, congrats, Russ. 2 or 3 games. And thank you all for giving me the opportunity to host again. Anything you guys want to promote tonight, anything on the horizon that listeners should be on the lookout for?
Steven?
Just writing a lot. Chicago Bears talk heading into the NFL draft on ShyCitySports.com. Take a look there, as well as some other fantasy fun that will be coming up here in the next couple weeks for more draft season once we get a little bit closer into that with redraft.
Awesome. And you're at Steven_Roto?
Yes, right? That is correct. Steven with a PH underscore Roto on Twitter.
All right. Check him out. Rocky, Russ, anything you guys want to
just listen give? To everything on the DAP network.
Yeah. And DLF just dropped their draft guide. Yes. And it is like one of those updatable ones. So go buy it, get new info as it comes out. Company man.
I would have counted that for a fantasy football, I guess, brand for 2 points. Dynasty draft guide. Ooh. Close enough. Close enough. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, for having me. With that, I'm David Glidden at Fantasy Forecaster on Twitter. This is, at least at the time of the recording, we're still in March Madness. And I actually have a March Madness themed redraft best ball league that I'm looking for 64 teams for a single elimination March Madness style bracket. So if you are interested in that, please check out my pinned tweet at Fantasy Forecaster, Forecstr there at the end for details. I'm looking for another 30 people or so, but I already got a good amount of interest in that league. And that will do it for tonight. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review the show. Follow us on Twitter at DGNpod. And on behalf of these guys, I'm David Glidden. See you next time.
Thanks again for hosting, Dave.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty game night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With the dummies.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Night.